In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, USMEF economist Aaron Bohr explains that the biggest concern for U.S. beef and pork is on market access to Japan.
Let's talk about beef first. Japan is obviously our largest export market, and we pay higher tariffs in Japan than any other significant market. So we had the most to gain, and we have the most at stake, as we see Australia, Mexico, and Chile already benefiting from lower tariffs through their respective partnership agreements with Japan, and they will see tariffs further reduced under this modified TPP agreement. Today, Australia's tariff is 27.2% on frozen beef. For chilled, it's just under 30%. U.S. beef is paying 38.5% on chilled, and today 50% on frozen because of the safeguard. With TPP, the reductions are front-loaded, so immediately tariffs will be reduced to at least what Australia is paying and then phased down to 9% over 15 years. And the safeguard mechanism, which Japan maintains on a quarterly basis, would be switched into an annual safeguard, which has very low likelihood of being triggered.
Competitors of U.S. pork gain not only through TPP, but also through the upcoming agreement between Japan and the European Union.
For Japan, on the pork side, tariffs are eliminated on processed pork products. That market has never been opened in any existing bilaterals, so it's a huge breakthrough. Canada is, in a sense, our biggest competitor in that we supply similar products into the Japanese market. They're by far our biggest competitor on chilled pork. Mexico and Chile already have reduced tariffs through their respective agreements, but further gains for them. And importantly, similar terms are included in Europe's bilateral with Japan. And so once again, U.S. pork will be the only significant supplier to Japan that will not be seeing these tariff reductions.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.